Surviving Life with the Vambillies is about a Christian perspective on everyday challenges surrounding work, family, and marriage.
The aim of this program is to equip you through the use of scripture with the right survival tools for life and all that it brings.
There's a very big sense this season that we are breaking forth into the next thing, into the new thing that the Lord is calling us to. And it is so important to understand how our God is a God that brings life out of death, that brings life out of death. Literally, for the lives we had, Jesus had to give himself as a living sacrifice. And so when things look like they're dying, they might actually be resurrecting. So what are we talking about today, babe?
All right, so today we'll be talking about the seed. And I think this topic is really very key because the seed goes through a process.
Yes.
And if you don't understand that process, if you can't see it happening in you, recognize it happening in you, you can really lose the harvest. Look, you've been in this journey for a long time. You've been going through stuff. And in the season of COVID-19, I've heard people really crying and speaking of a lot of loss. Yet I've also seen people who through the season have gotten amazing breakthroughs. There's been transitions in this season. Where are you in this process of the seed? I'm going to hand it over to my wife, because the Lord dropped this in the spirit, and I must tell you, man, it's rocked me. Let's go.
We always get excited when we receive a seed, whether it's a financial seed, whether it's a word that is a seed, whether it's a gift that's a seed. There's always a celebration around the reception of a seed, because we know that when we're given a seed, our lives are about to change. But do we understand that the seed is not meant to stay a seed forever? That there is a process that seed that once brought you so much joy is going to go through, that will even transform its physiology. Sometimes we are so happy with the seed as it was given that we forget that a seed has purpose. Even scripture speaks of how you cannot look at a seed and know what fruit or what tree it's going to be by seeing it as a seed. There's a process that it needs to go through to show you, hey, this is what I actually am. I'm an orange tree, I'm a pear tree, I'm an apple tree. And then that will determine the purpose for which the seed was given. But I once saw this quote 2 years ago online, and the quote said, for the seed to manifest its full purpose, it must completely self-destruct. And for someone that does not understand the process of growth, they will say that seed is dying. When you are given a seed, and it is finally time for that seed to branch out and to create roots, it is a grotesque scene. When I think of a seed, it is cute, it is put together, it is coquette, you know, as they would say in French, coquette. It's so nice to look at. You can just put it in a little bowl and stare at it forever. And then this thing starts growing roots and it starts sprouting out of the seed. In an attempt for this thing to create roots in the ground and to become the fullness of what it was called to be, eventually the shell of the seed must completely fall away for that seed to become what it was called to be. Now, this is where it is important to be surrounded by discernment. Discernment for you, if you are the seed that is breaking apart to grow, and discernment for those that will be around you, those that will water the seed, those that will walk with the seed. Because sometimes, Danny, I fall in love with the seed of you so much. I mean, we get married and it's perfect, isn't it? Because if it wasn't perfect, why would we be here? Yeah. Because when you first fall in love, oh, she's my whole world. You know, Letitia's so sweet. She'd never hurt a fly. I mean, when we're in love in the beginning, we don't talk about, no, I see a potential challenge here with Danny. We never think that way. He's my world. He's my everything. And that's the seed, right? That perfection, that little gift that you've been given. Oh, I've been given marriage. I'm engaged. It's perfect. It's intact. And then you get married and that person begins to germinate. That person begins to mature. That promise begins to mature. But you have to know, if you're looking at how a seed becomes the fullest manifestation of itself, it breaks apart. And when things begin to break apart in our lives, we always think it's an attack. It's an attack. Something is wrong. What is going on? But so many times the process, and we spoke about this last week, the process of transformation is not comfortable. And it will look different. You will be married to a different person. Now we're talking about this according to the will for that person in Christ Jesus. Not the negative transformation of, oh, he became worse or I became worse. We just become different. And sometimes it's hard to understand that the seed you married, the seed you gave birth to, the seed you received now needs to grow roots and needs to establish itself. If you understand that my pretty seed has now fallen apart and turned into this monster of a Jack in the Beanstalk tree, where did my seed go? This was the purpose of your seed. But it's all about the perspective and understanding that the seed is not meant to stay a seed. Now I'm going to talk about ministry and the seeds. What's so interesting is you will join a group of prophetic people and they'll see the seed. Letitia, the Lord says this over your life. Danny, the Lord says this over your life. Maybe your name is Mary. I say, Mary, I see such big things over your life. The Lord has said this. But then we become accustomed to the person in their seedling form.
Yes.
We've been walking with Mary in her seedling form. We've been walking with Josh in the seedling form. And then Josh begins to grow roots. And I've heard this over and over again. Oh, Josh is growing wings. You know, David's losing it. David wasn't like this. David now suddenly thinks, you know, and maybe it's just the seed beginning to germinate.
Breaking through that shell.
Yes, babe, go ahead.
Because the shell we know is how we want to relate to people. Some of you want to speak to people who are adults the way you spoke to them when they were teenagers. And you don't want to acknowledge that, no, man, the person has broken through that shell. The seed has gone into the ground and it's germinated. What's going to come out of the ground will not look like that seed you put in. It won't be smooth. The shell won't remain intact. A lot of you, the breaking you're experiencing is actually breakthrough.
Come on.
It's a character that's building in you that's been babbling. There are things that God's been putting in you. And in this season, don't expect people who knew you to recognize you because they're looking for the seed form.
Because the orange seed doesn't look like the orange tree.
Nope.
Come on.
It
now
doesn't.
You're a tree. Now you're a strawberry. Now you're a grape. And they're like, but she didn't look like that.
No, she didn't sound like that.
Yep.
She was mild. She was soft.
Yeah.
She was, you know, just seeds are soft. They're just this thing you put in the ground. But trees, when they come out, the trunk is hard. It must grow. It must be able to withstand winds.
And rains.
So a lot of you, the things that are growing you up and they look like they're breaking you, they're actually the things that are making you. They're actually the areas where God has worked and invested. But now he's saying, no, 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 my child. You can't stay the way you were. You can't remain a child. You can't remain under a certain covering. You can't remain under the ground because the seed is under the ground. The seed is invisible. No one can see the seed. But once it starts germinating and breaks out, there could still be a time where it's small. But there comes a time where that thing needs to grow. There comes a time where the texture needs to change. And we keep wanting people to recognize us in the way we were. So some of you have already outgrown the seed stage, but you still want to behave like a seed. You still want to be underground. You still want to be soft and, you know, I've seen something in Christian leadership, and I saw it in Christian leadership, but I think it applies all across. If you are called to lead and you don't know how to address issues, you cause more problems for the organization. If you're cuddling things, if you just want to be nice the whole time, you want to be liked the whole time, you want to be accepted, you still want to be treated like a baby, what's going to happen is you're not going to call out problems before they explode publicly. You're not going to change the way you're managing staff or put in the strict rules or create the environment that's needed because, no, I don't want people to think I'm too strict because, oh, they're used to me being quiet. They're used to me accepting or just saying yes and no. When your time comes to stand, you are going to have to stand. And when you're standing and putting boundaries and taking your position of leadership, you are going to have to lead. And sometimes it's not even leadership. It's just the path God has called you to walk. Not everyone is called to walk with you in a certain area. Just because we were seeds together, just because we're under the ground together, or just because you were called to water the ground when I was a seed, doesn't mean when I come out of it, you are automatically going to be the one tending to the tree. Because God also says nicely in scripture that there are those who are called to plant the seed. There are those who are called to water the seed. But even when the tree grows, there are those who will be called to prune. It's not the same person who starts with you in a journey that's called to walk with you through the whole journey. But you as a seed must recognize that not all the breaking that you're experiencing is death. Not all the breaking that you're experiencing is you falling apart, or, you know, God is not working anymore, or things are not going according to plan. Sometimes the plan is to bring you to that breaking point so God can break through with what he wants to do in your life.
And so what is breaking right now? Is it your marriage? Is it your children? Is it your business? Is it your health? Is it your home? Is God setting you up for a resurrection? When we look at John 12:24, it speaks about a kernel of seed that has to die in order for it to multiply. And it was speaking, of course, about Jesus Christ, that through his death and resurrection, we now have salvation. We now have the Holy Spirit, the tongues of fire that spread upon everybody, right? And I was thinking about Mary and Jesus. Mary had to watch Jesus break. That is such a powerful figure or vision or painting in my mind when I think that she could not say, that is my beloved child. Let me take him off the cross because he is in pain. Sometimes the fullness of your fulfillment means that people must step back and watch you break. Because the will of the Lord is that if that seed does not break, it will not multiply. If that seed does not break, it will not mature. Because for the seed to stay a baby, the Apostle Paul speaks about drinking milk versus eating meat. There is a place of maturity. Yes. And even in scripture, when we say, oh, I'm being pruned, I'm being pruned. You can't be pruned unless you germinate.
Yes.
Seeds are not being pruned. So if you're being pruned, you have reached a level of maturity in the Lord, where he is seeing you are bearing fruit and he wants you to bear even more. Come on now. When you feel like you just cannot do one more thing. I have been a seed. I had to break. I had to be watered. I had to set down roots. I had to photosynthesize with the sun, wait on the seasons. And now you're pruning me? Yes, because by the time you're being pruned, oh man, you've already borne even more seeds. Come on. Because you're creating more life. You're creating more life, and God wants to accelerate. He wants to give more. And then he comes back and he says, hello, we're ready for the pruning season. So the importance of the seed, the importance of understanding that just because we receive a seed doesn't mean that it must stay that way. And why is it called breakthrough? through. It could have been called build through. Mm. It could have been called walk through. It could have been called lay through. But there's a reason why there is a breaking. There is a reason why there has to be a place of you that dies for the fullness of God's purpose in your life. Now, the seed cannot become what it's meant to be unless it dies. Nice. And are we not told to die to ourselves daily, to get to a point where we know, I cannot do this. Listen, the seed does not break itself. There are some supernatural things that have to happen around the seed. Darkness, moisture, wetness. And last I checked, none of those things feel comfortable. And so if you're going to germinate, you're gonna go through the fire. It's not comfortable underground and the sun is beating on it. You're going to be wet sometimes. You're going to be in the rain sometimes, okay? And then you're going to have to be in a dark place sometimes, because in that darkness is where you are pushed. The Lord stretches you. You know, you hear all the time, God is stretching you, God is stretching you. But is stretching comfortable? Does stretching look nice? Nope. If I had to be stretched right now, I would look deformed. We need to call an ambulance. And so what is that stretch? It's the seed that is saying, I need to become more, I must become more. And for so many of us, since we're talking about breakthrough, since we're talking about seasons of moving and discovering what next God has for you, seeds can be stifled because the space is too small.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
There are certain seeds that need so much water. You know, I heard this about the beautiful jacarandas in our South Africa and Pretoria, that it's seen as, what is it, like a parasite?
Because
it takes up so much water.
Yes.
What if you are just in a place where for your particular full manifestation, you need a lot of water? So because you have not moved, that place can't water you sufficiently. Come on. For those who farm, you know that you cannot just plant a seed anywhere.
Yes.
You cannot just plant a seed in any season,
right?
Sometimes the Lord is calling you in a season to say, go plant yourself now because it's mango season. Go plant yourself now because it's orange season. If you plant yourself outside of this word that I am giving you, you will not germinate the way that you are supposed to, right? So it is our perspective. When you are breaking, it's probably because you're breaking through. When that marriage looks like it's breaking, oh, it's probably because you are breaking through. Lord, what is the next level? When that child looks like they are breaking and there's nothing left in them, it's probably because they are breaking through. Lord, what is your will for the seed? If you're still in a place where you say, oh, I'm breaking, what do I do? Where do I go? How do I? Then you've not died yet. When you die, you realize that I can do nothing. This is God's child. This is God's business. This is God's marriage. This is God's light bill.
Yes.
This is God's health, because I'm not just created for myself. I'm an instrument of worship. And at the point that you can say, God, here's your light bill. Not doing that anymore. Oh, you've broken. God, here's your marriage.
Yes.
Oh, you've broken.
Yes.
Because suddenly he is the sun. He is the rain. He is the darkness that will grow your seed to a place of maturity, right? So what is it that you need to hold on to? When the seed becomes a mutant, it becomes a mutant. It mutates.
It mutates.
Do you just rip it out and throw it out because it looks creepy?
No.
Have you seen a carrot or a potato? Ooh, those potatoes in the pantry.
They start look growing so bad. Those legs.
They look so bad.
Looks
I just
like
wanna...
a spider.
Yes, they look like
Mars.
Spiders. So you look at your pretty seeds that you left, your pretty potatoes. You come back and they have white roots. Ew! Just throw it in the dustbin. Stop throwing away the mutating potatoes in the dustbin. Go plant them.
Go plant
because
them.
So much more is coming out of it. What's going on with your marriage? Is it mutating? Go plant it in Christ Jesus, because so much more is going to come out of that death. What is God trying to kill in you so that he can multiply it his way? Come
you
on.
You see, we need to trust the darkness that comes from God.
Yes.
You understand? Because when the seed is in the ground, it's dark. So you
There's
don't know what's happening. And you're thinking, man, I can't see nothing. But look, even with Pharaoh, there's one of the plagues was total darkness. And what was actually happening was God was at work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even if we take it a step further,
mm-hmm.
with Christ on the cross,
mm-hmm.
there was a darkness that came.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it wasn't, hey, this is the end, as in, it wasn't a bad thing. Just because it's dark, just because you don't know what's happening,
mm-hmm.
just because you look lost,
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean God is lost. God's GPS is still taking you where you are meant to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to stick with the seed.
Mm-hmm.
You have to trust who the sower is.
Yes.
God is the sower.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one sowing you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to trust the process.
Mm-hmm.
Science can look at all these things
mm-hmm.
and tell us what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It just still can't explain how.
Mm-hmm.
It can't tell us how the life comes in. It can't tell us when it happens,
mm-hmm.
why it happens,
mm-hmm.
what causes it to happen. There are supernatural things
mm-hmm.
where life comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
So when you as a seed are in a place where you don't understand,
mm-hmm.
trust the sower.
Mm-hmm.
The parable of the sower speaks about the sower going and planting the seeds, you know, and he's the one, God, he plants the seeds,
mm-hmm.
and we need to trust him again unto him who is able to do above and beyond all we can think or imagine.
Yes.
Go back to trusting him to do above what you can think is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Another scripture that comes to mind is again that he is the one
mm-hmm.
that sees us through. It's not you who are responsible
mm-hmm.
for seeing yourself through the process.
Mm-hmm.
But he's able to do it, but he's also able to carry us.
Mm-hmm.
And then another scripture that really puts it nicely is he keeps us from
mm-hmm.
falling.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to fall. You don't have to break.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to quit.
Mm-hmm.
You can allow him to let that process go and to see its course,
mm-hmm.
you know? You don't quit the process. Don't give up. Don't want to walk through someone else's journey.
Mm-hmm.
Trust God that mm-hmm. what he is doing will be good enough for you, and it will produce what needs to be produced in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Stop looking at other people's... don't look at the Vambilis and say, oh, mine must also be, or your pastors. Walk your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Trust God in your darkness.
Interesting. I'll ask for the verse to be on the screen because that's what I was looking for right now as Danny was speaking there about the scripture that says, those who make light in a darkness that God has allowed will be condemned.
Mm.
And it says you have to walk through the darkness
sure.
that God has provided. Do not make your own light. So when it looks like it is dying, when it looks like it is dead, you ask God to be the sun. You ask God to be the light that will photosynthesize that seed into the fullness manifestation of what God has called you to be. What has God called you to be personally? What has he called your business to be, your marriage to be, your children to be? And what does it now look like when that promise is going from a seed into the fullness of its manifestation? Hold on. You're about to see exactly what you're made of.
Cheers.
Thank you for joining us on Surviving Life with the Vambilis.
Remember that you can join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to hear the entirety of the show, 30 minutes uninterrupted.
And tomorrow from 11 to 1 p.m., you can tune in for our discussions where we get to hear from you and discuss the topic further.
You can WhatsApp us during the live show using 071-364-0376 so that we can hear your opinions, your thoughts, and of course your experiences, and play your voice notes live on air.
And on social media, you can also get us on IG under Impact 103 to be exact. You can also find us on Facebook on Impact Live.
And our personal pages, Surviving Life with the Vambilis, you can just type in at the Vambilis and join all our discussions there as well.
We look forward to having these discussions with you on a weekly basis. Myself, Danny Vambili, and with my lovely wife,
Letitia Vambili. This is us signing off. Until next week.
Goodbye.